Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Ophira.
So today's show is inspired by A Christmas Carol. So plot summary speed round.
Okay.
Name the story's Christmas-hating antihero.
That's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yes, of course. Name the four apparitions who visit Scrooge.
Well, there's the ghost of Jacob Marley and the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future.
Exactly. And what is the moral of the story?
It takes way too many ghosts to redeem an old white man. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Today's show is packed. Four brilliant contestants are backstage doing eggnog shots, but only one will be our big winner. And our special guest is Anthony Ramos. He was in Hamilton's original Broadway cast. Now he stars in She's Gotta Have It on Netflix. And this is our holiday show. We're calling it A Quizmas Carol. As a good Jewish woman, I gotta say, I love Christmas. And the Jews have contributed quite a lot to Christmas. All the great songs were written by Jews. I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But as a community, I think our greatest contribution to Christmas is, of course, Jesus. Now, to handle the judging and scorekeeping today, may I introduce to you our puzzle guru, Ebenezer Scrooge. Happy holidays.
Bah humbug, Ophira.
Come on, you don't mean that, I'm sure.
Yes, I do. The holidays are a waste of time. I'll tell you what I do like. Dank offices that don't use any coal, avoiding social contact, and forcing people to work on Christmas.
You are going to love working in public radio.
Okay, Scrooge, we're going to get you into the holiday spirit. We're taking a page from Charles Dickens and playing games inspired by the past, present, and future. So let's meet our first two contestants. First up, Danielle Kreisinga on buzzer number one. You work in business strategy for a global creative firm. Welcome.
Thanks, great to be here.
Danielle, you celebrate two Christmases every year. Why is that?
Yes, I'm half Armenian, and so the Armenian church follows the Gregorian calendar, so we celebrate on January 7th, and because it's America, we celebrate December 25th, too. So that's pretty fun.
Are the celebrations very different?
No, totally the same, but I feel like we're more relaxed. My parents, like, give me a book, and they're like, oh, happy second Christmas.
That sounds like Hanukkah.
Twice the Christmas. That's a nightmare.
Your opponent is Emma Griffin on buzzer number two. You work in product development for a relationship science technology company. Welcome.
Thanks, Ophira.
Emma, you like to throw holiday parties that are, as you say, difficult to dress for. What does that mean?
I'm Catholic, and a couple of homilies one year were all about how it was the Advent season, actually, until the 25th, and then the Christmas season. So I decided to throw an Advent party rather than a Christmas party and asked people to dress as an item from an Advent calendar. No one was really able to execute on that. I'm not really sure even what ideas I had in mind myself.
What did you dress as?
I just went with purple because that's the color of Advent, so it was a little bit of a cop-out, but I was the host, so I figured I was allowed.
You could do whatever you wanted. Yeah, good idea. So Danielle and Emma, the first of you who wins two games will go on to our holiday party at the end of the show. This is a Quizmas Carol, so your first quiz is from the past. Charles Dickens is one of the best-known novelists of the Victorian era, but he's not the only good thing that came out of that time. We are going to describe inventions from the 1800s. Ring in and tell us what they are. Here we go. Remember sitting for hours, even days, to get your portrait painted? Now, Louis Daguerre can create an image of you in mere minutes using harmless mercury fumes. Danielle.
The photograph?
The photograph, that's right. Exactly. Just think, back then, selfie sticks were made of asbestos.
1876 is the year when the revolution starts, a revolution in skating. Frozen ponds are inconsistent, far away, and dangerous. We changed everything with the glaciarium. Emma.
An indoor ice skating rink?
Yes, that is correct.
Tired of people complaining about your handwriting? Christopher Latham Scholes saves the day with his new correspondence writing machine. Emma.
A typewriter?
That is correct, yes.
This is your last clue. Presenting a holiday communications medium like no other. Thanks to Sir Henry Cole, you can mail this festive illustrated greeting to all your friends and acquaintances. Just sign your name. Danielle.
Postcard?
We can't take postcard, no. Emma, do you know the answer?
Greeting card?
More specific than that.
A Hallmark card?
Less specific than that.
A Christmas greeting
Christmas,
card?
Christmas card is correct. Ebenezer Scrooge, puzzle guru,
yes.
How did our contestants do?
Well, they both did great, but the winner of that round was Emma.